Sharon Mishnah Brewer is Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We start at the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We start with Seif Beis there. Seder Atifaso, the way that one puts on a talis properly, is Kiderech Bnei Adam Shemiskasim B'chesusam V'oskim B'melachtam, is the way a person normally wears a garment that he's going to work with, for example. Sometimes Pa'amim B'chisui HaRosh, sometimes it covers the head, Pa'amim B'gilui HaRosh, sometimes the head is not covered. Imagine some sort of a shawl or a cloak that a person is wearing. Pointed out already yesterday's daf that this is done while one is standing. And this is based upon psukim comparing the putting on of the talis with the word lochem in the pasuk to the word lochem that's found by the sfiras ha'omer and by the bringing of the korban ha'omer, mehochel chermesh ba'komah, and therefore we say ba'komah means it has to be while you're standing up, and therefore the bracha and the putting on of the tzitzis are done while one is standing. This is just lechatchilu, the Mishnah Berurah says, b'di'evet, if you put it on while you were sitting, you are yotzei. We mentioned yesterday as well that one makes the bracha prior to putting on the tzitzis, and this is the concept of over la siyasa, and a person always makes the bracha right prior to doing the actual act of the mitzvah. But he shouldn't have too much of a space in between the bracha and putting on the mitzvah. So for a talis, for example, one should have the talis in his hands. Many suggest that it should be over your head, ready to be placed on the person's body, when then one makes the bracha and then immediately puts it on the body, as we'll describe in a few moments, and not that it should be in the talis bag. That would be called over de over. That's too far in front of making the bracha than doing the action. Now the bracha is lehis atef, which means to encompass oneself with the talis. Kisui haguf, the Mishnah Berurah says, l'chude, that implies that part of the body is covered, have a ituf also, v'hu ikar ha'ituf, and this is the essential part. One has to cover up the body. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah points out something which is unfortunately a common mistake, and this is based upon over a drachm, people that walk, sheminichim ha'talis kishu makupol, if somebody were to wear a garment like a scarf, u'mishaushlum soviet savorim, and they wrap it around their neck, if somebody wraps up the entire talis and just has it around his neck and has it hanging down over his body like a scarf, that is improper. It's actually a bracha of atola if one makes a bracha like that, and l'kulei amo lav itafu, that doesn't fulfill the proper way of putting on a talis. Again, you sometimes walk into a shul and see, unfortunately, many people wearing their talis in this fashion, and the mefarshim bring down, you should go over to them and very politely, if possible, tell them that that's not the correct way to wear the talis. You're not yotzei. The mechaber continues and says, v'nochon shi'chase rosho b'talis, when you put on the talis, one should cover the head with the talis. We'll see in a moment there are a number of different customs how to do this, and whether you need to keep this over your head during the davening is again a source of many different customs in Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah comments that this covering of the head, shekisu zeh machnia lev ha'odam, the purpose behind wearing the talis over the head is to subjugate a person, make a person humble, umivio lideyira shamayim, and will bring you to greater fear and awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brings down the taz, shedato denochon shelo yosir hakova hakotun shal rosho beisatvila. Even though your head is covered with your talis, you should still wear your yarmulke. Afshu mechasi rosho batalis gam kain. Even though you're wearing a talis, so technically you don't need to wear a yarmulke, he says the minhag is still to keep a yarmulke on your head, even if your talis is on your head. Furthermore, he brings the Bach, the Tzor Shehei HaTalis Arosho Mitchilas HaTfilo Ad Sofa. The Bach says one should keep the talis over the head the entire davening, from the very beginning when you put on your tzitzis, when you put on your talis, until the very end of davening when you take your talis off. At a minimum, V'alkoponim Yamod Kach Me'utof L'pachos K'dehi L'chdal Amos. And at a minimum, you should keep the talis over your head for at least the time it takes to walk 4 amos, again 6 to 8 feet, maybe 2 seconds. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down the Kavanos, and where it says, Ha'ari hayom mechase ha'talis al ha'tfilin shorosh. The Ari would cover up the tefillah shorosh with his talis. However, the Al-Koponim lo yechase legamri, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down, in the name of others, that one should not cover it up totally, and it's suggested that you wear it like a tent over your tefillah shorosh, so the tefillah shorosh is still visible and not totally covered up. At least that's for the regular davening. Many for Shmoneh Esrei have the custom where they'll pull the talis all the way up until their eyes to make sure that they're focusing just on the sitter and not being distracted by anything going on around them. That too is certainly an acceptable custom. The reason why the tefillin should be visible, according to most opinions, is because of the pasuk v'ro'u kol amei aretz. The people should see the tefillin shorosh, so the talis is on top of them, but it's like a tent on top of them, and it doesn't actually cover them up totally. Some have the custom even that the knot of the tefillin should be visible. I'm not exactly sure how this would be accomplished if you are covering your head, other than if you don't wear the talis over your head. How does one actually put on the talis? So the Mishnah Berurah says, b'shas hatifa, when one puts the talis over their head, mechase rosho batalis achi yagi ad piv, one covers up the face until the mouth. Now, many Mefarshim point out that it's incorrect to bring this down from the top over the head all the way down and cover up your eyes. And in fact, that is incorrect. It's a minok tos, according to many. But instead, the top of the talus should be brought down until the top of the eyes. The bottom part of the talus that's covering up the rest of the face should be covering it up until your mouth. So you actually have the area between your eyes and your mouth uncovered when you're covering up your face and body with the talis. This is called atifas hayishim elim, and this is the way that you can be yotzei according to all the poskim, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Umashlich kol ha'arba tzitzios litzad smol kidei hiluch dal ramos. You then take all the corners of the tzitzis in your hand and you put it over your left shoulder. V'achekach yosir atifa ad shashal rosh yenikrok nirekitzas. And only subsequently, after you've stayed in this manner for about the time it takes you to walk, the two amos, the 6 to 8 feet, then you can put back your tzitzis so that you have the two front tzitzis in the front, the two back tzitzis in the back, so you're surrounded by the mitzvah of tzitzis, and you can keep the talus over your head if you choose to do so, not fully covering the tefillah shel rosh. This is the optimal way to perform the mitzvah of putting on the tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah then again says, Zehu atifo sheyotzin bo lekuli amo yoyotze, this fashion, according to all opinions, and of course we're talking here about the talis gadol, we'll speak momentarily about the talis katan. Mishnah Berurah says then that it's mashra from the Gemara, shebocher, i.e. somebody who's not yet married, lo hiyo mechase rosha betalis, would not keep the talis over the head during the davening. Afilu talmud chacham, even if it was a talmud chacham. Talmud chacham is considered a bizoyon if his head is not covered with his talis. That's why the Mishnah Berurah points this out. This certainly implies that even unmarried boys above the age of bar mitzvah, or even below the age of bar mitzvah, can wear a talis, which is keneged the minog of the Ashkenazim. This is, in fact, the minog of the Sfardim, that at the age of bar mitzvah, or even before, they put on a talis. The minog of many Ashkenazim, based upon the Maril and the Droshos, and Besefer Tashbetz Letalmid Maram, right, that because of the juxtaposition of the Psukim Gedilim Tasalachot, talking about tzitzis, next to the Pasuk Ki Yikach Ish Isha, that's a smach for the Minog Vashkenaz, that we only put on a talis when a person becomes married. Nevertheless, many disagree with this, and there are Ashkenazi communities, besides all of the Sfardim, who wear a talis from the age of Bar Mitzvah, Hakol Lefi HaMinog. Many people also have the custom to recite various psukim before and right after they have the talis put on, and again, everyone should follow their minhag. The Mechaber in Siv Gimel writes, Talisos Kitanin, what we call a talis katan, Shalanu, Sha'anu Noagi Labosh, that is the custom to wear, Min Hadin, one does not have to wear tzitzis unless one has a four-cornered garment that makes you obligated in tzitzis, but Chazal tell us in many places the importance of surrounding ourselves with the mitzvah of tzitzis, so we are noheg today to go out of our way to put on a four-cornered garment that has tzitzis on it as a Hidur mitzvah over here. That is why we wear a talis katan. And when one wears a talis katan, even though you don't have atifa, yotzin behem yidei chovat tzitzis. So even though you don't wear your talis katan over your head, you're still yotzei in this fashion, the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah points out, of course, the talis katan has to be a certain size. It has to be the size that a 9-year-old boy would be able to have his entire body and head covered with it. Or at least the 13-year-old boy would not be embarrassed to walk with such a garment on. It wouldn't be embarrassing, even though it's small. We are yotzei with this, the Mishnah Berurah says, even though it doesn't cover the head, because nowadays we don't normally cover our heads with these types of garments. In fact, the garment that is made for the head, even if it's a four-cornered garment, for example, a hat, would not require tzitzis. And therefore, since there's no real direct d'oraisa requirement to have the head covered, so therefore, even if you're not covering your head, you are yotzei the mitzvah of tzitzis. Nevertheless, the Mechaber says that there is a minog v'tov l'haniach also al rosho, when you put on the talis katan, some have the custom to put the talis katan actually overhead, rochvo l'komoso, in some sort of a way, I'm not exactly sure what he means by this, but on top of the head, and then l'satit bo, and then to put it on, and v'yamod kach me'utof l'pochos k'dei hiluch dalet amos, and to stay in this position for the length of time it takes you to walk dalet amos, again, maybe 2 seconds. And only afterwards, you take it off and put it on your body, the way we wear our talis katan. The Mishnah Berurah points out that those that follow this Mechaber over here are being yotzei according to the opinion that say you bedafka must have this ituf. However, he also points out that Noagin today, shelo levarach klal al talis katan, rak pochin oso bebirkas talis gadol. Nowadays, people who wear a talis gadol, they often will not make a bracha at all on the talis katan, and they'll be relying upon the bracha they make on their talis gadol to be yotzei, the bracha necessitated by wearing the talis katan. And therefore, ain't sarach klal esatipo. And since we're not even making the bracha Bachalisatib Batsitis on the Talis Katan, therefore we don't need to put it over our head. Shari Tshuva brings down the Tashbis, who says the bracha even on a talis katan is lesatif batzitzis. However, he brings the das of the Rama, who says levorech al mitzvas tzitzis v'nira dim lovesh talis katan b'derech atip poshapim levorech olav lesatif. But if you do it in the way that we mentioned, that the Mechaber says to hang it over your head for a little bit of time, then you can make the bracha lesatif. Again, the minhag is, I believe, for most people who put on a talis katan and make a bracha because they don't wear a talis katan, they say al mitzvas tzitzis. Dala, the Mechaber writes machzir shtei tzitzios lefonu v'shtayim le'achrav. One should be careful to have the two tzitzis in the front, and the two tzitzis in the back. Of the mitzvahs, as I mentioned before, so you should be surrounded by the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Yerushalmi at the end of Brachu says this is what David HaMelech meant when he said Sheva Bayom Halalticha, that we're praised by having seven mitzvahs around us. He's talking about the two mitzvahs of tefillin, the four mitzvahs of tzitzis, and the mitzvah of mezuzah. This way we're surrounded totally by mitzvahs. The Mishnah Berurah points out that many have the custom, therefore, to wear an atara that's made out of silk, and this way you can make sure that the tzitzis in the front are always there in front of you. Kemosha Amru Chazal, Keresh Zocha Betzofon, Hayolol Betzofon, that in the order of the Mishkan, the Kedusha was higher in certain places, so they always made sure that the boards in those places stayed in those places, so you shouldn't go from a higher Kedusha to a lower Kedusha. So too, apparently in the front, the tzitzis have more Kedusha, so one should be careful to always have the tzitzis in the front. By putting on an atara of some sort, a silk cloth, signifying which is the top, so then the front will always be the same tzitzios. Brought down the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Arizal, however, is that the Ari was not makbid on this. The reason, according to some, is because this is a Tashmishe Mitzvah and not Tashmishe Kedusha. The boards had Kedusha status themselves, whereas the tzitzis, while very important, are only a way to do the mitzvah. Technically, when tzitzis are worn out, one can dispose of them in the garbage properly without using them as a shmat or in a disparaging way. Whereas, for example, tefillin, or the boards of the Mishkan, they had to be buried, they had to be disposed of in a geniza type of a fashion. That's the difference between Tashmishe Mitzvah and Tashmishe Kedusha. This concept of only using on the higher level and not lowering it only applies to Kedusha and not to Tashmishe Mitzvah. There is a custom by many to put gold or silver onto the top of the Atorah. And the Aruch HaShulchan says this is improper, actually, because it looks like that's the ikar part where you wear it over your head for the talis, and in fact, that's not the ikar part. The ikar part of the talis is the part that's worn over the body. Nevertheless, in the Igros Moshe, writes that Muchach me'achronim, that many achronim say that it's okay, it's acceptable to wear an atorah, to be mahadu de mitzvah, zek keli v'anveyu, and putting on silver or gold atorahs are very common. And he concludes, yesh linhog keminog makomo. Everybody should do what their minog is. We pointed out that some are very makbid to always keep the tzitzis in the front. Do you have to make sure that the right one is on the right and the left one is on the left, or can they be reversed? So the Machzis HaShekel says, no, we're not makbid on that. You can switch the right side to the left side. The front should be the front, the back should be the back, but we don't care whether the right or left are reversed. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says that we're makbid on that. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Siach Halacha brings down that we should try to be mahadir for this as possible. Interestingly, the Shelus Tshuvas Rab Pa'olim, the great Svaradi Gadol, brings down that we're not makbid at all on the talis, the front and the back, because there really is no more kedusha in the front than there is in the back. Mechaber in Sif Hei says that the brach is mevarech lehis atef bit tzitzis, not like it's found in most of our sidurim. The Levush says that you say it with a patach, as it's printed in our sidurim, toz gomur. This is true, he says, from diktuk point of view and from a din point of view. Because he says if you say it with a patach, bat tzitzis, then it implies that it has to be with tchelis. And since many people do not wear tchelis today, therefore it is incorrect to say ba tzitzis. When you say bit tzitzis, it implies any type of tzitzis, and therefore that is the more correct way. And this is the way the Mechaber, in fact, paskins. The Birkei Yosef says that even if you have tchelis, you should still say it bit tzitzis and not bat tzitzis for various reasons. But there is an entire list of gedolim that disagree with this Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah, who seems to be maskim to the Mechaber. And this includes the Bach, based upon the Zohar, Ivitz and the Morag Tzia, the Kenis Skimu Achronim Rabim, the Siddur Shalah, the Siddur of the Ari, Shulchan Aruch for the Rav, the Siddur of the Gra, and many others, including the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Puchazi, go out and see what most Ashkenazic Sidurim say. Ba tzitzis. The Mechaber then continues and says, Imshnai Moshloshim Misatvim Betalas, Ki Achas, Pirush Bepamachas, if two or three people are putting on a talis at the same time, not the same talis, they're putting on their own talis at the same time, then Kula Mevorachim, each person makes the bracha for himself. However, he says, Vimrotzu, if they want, Echad Mevorach V'Acherim Yanu Amen. One person can be Yotze the others. The Mishnah Berurah points out, this is as long as they're doing it simultaneously at the same time. If they wait too long between hearing his bracha and putting on their talis, then they're not Yotze. And it would be preferable for each one to make their own bracha. This is, in general, a very important discussion when we apply the concept of Birom Am Hadras Melech, better for one person to make the bracha and everybody else to listen. Some suggest that this is different for different brachos. Sometimes you need a minion, sometimes you need three people. From here it's mashma that for brachos it would even include even one other person to be motzei. But again, many suggest that making the bracha yourself under certain situations, especially if you're not at all certain you'll be able to be following along, or if people are not familiar, to have in mind to be motzei you and you in mind to be yotzei, so then many suggest that you should make the bracha on your own. Mishnah Berurah points out this is true as well for tefillin and other birchas hamitzvos. The Mishnah Berurah says, while we do believe in this concept of Bishum Rov Am Hadras Melech, that it would be better lechatchila for one person to make the bracha, lo noagu achshav kein, the minhag today is not to do so. And he says, again, as I mentioned, Mishum She'ein Hakol Bekim Leskavin Lotzeis Ulhotzi, people might not be so certain how to do this properly and could make a mistake. Others suggest that this is only true for people that don't know how to make the bracha on their own, but if they do know how to make the bracha on their own, then you shouldn't be motzi them. And Dain Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak writes, Mishirotze lasos mitzvah lechatchil olavarach biatzmo vaday tovo olav bracha, and this is perfectly acceptable for a person to make the bracha on his own. Yitz Hashem, we will discuss this a little bit more tomorrow.